vintage Neil Bjorklund flying canoe album that was To the Water. And the new improved modern edition of Neil Bjorklund joins me in the studio. Neil, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks very much, Frank. Good to be here.
Doesn't look much like the old place, does it?
This is pretty spiffy, Frank. I remember that little control room up at KLCC. Many a Monday night I spent in that room, and this is pretty nice.
It's kind of like flying the Starship Enterprise from this side.
And you actually have a window to the outside
world. Oh, yes. Also joining Neil's Jenny Getty, who will be singing harmony vocals today and tonight. Hi, Jenny. Welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, I got to ask, where the heck have you been? It's been a long time since I've seen Neil Bjorklund's name on anybody's stage roster.
Goodness. Where have I been? I actually sort of swapped alternate careers. See, I always have my day job and then my other thing that I do. And I got really, really into studying native butterflies around the state of Oregon. And I wrote a book. I edited a book. I started working on another book. And I just, that was what I did with all my creative energy for about 5 years.
My goodness. When is the book published?
The one that I completed is published. It was a self-published book through the local North American Butterfly Association chapter, and it's kind of a guide to Lane County finding butterflies. And then I worked on the other one, which is how to identify them. And we had a lot of fun putting that together.
But now you've been through a chrysalis again, and you've emerged as a songwriter.
Yet again. It's interesting. I was just thinking last night about there's always a turning point when the music comes back, and I've done this several times in my life. And I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, I took a trip down the Grand Canyon. 16 days in the wilderness in this amazing place with a whole bunch of other people who loved music. And we sang and we sang and we sang and we sang. And as soon as I came home, the song started to pour out. And it's been like that ever since.
Do you have a new song to pour out for us now?
We most certainly do. This is a song called Mask. This is a song that actually, although there's no mention in it of this experience, it comes out of another rafting trip I did this past summer up in the state of Alaska, rafting down the Copper River through the Chugach Mountains through an amazing wilderness, which was a life-altering event once again. So this is called Mask.
Tell me a story that I can believe in, and I tell a lie that you won't. When I'm asleep and I'm dreaming, I see it so clear, but when I wake up, I don't. I get up and I look in the mirror, I see a different face every day. But I rearrange all my pieces and I put them all back in my particular way. But I'm trying so hard to lift this mask, and it's so hard to let go of the past when all the voices that I hear are whispering in my ear, singing lullabies to lull me back to sleep. Some days I get so lost in my stories that I can't tell which ones are true. The lines are blurry between all the characters, can't tell what's me and what's you. Feels like something is wrong with this picture, but I can't tell the red from the blue. Fumbling around in the dark for the light switch, hoping the light will come through. And I'm trying so hard to lift this mask, and it's so hard to let go of the past, when all the voices that I hear are whispering in my ear, singing lullabies to lull me back to sleep. Without this heart, I'd surely be just like a boat adrift at sea, no land in sight. What would guide me? And I'm trying so hard to lift this mask, and it's so hard to let go of the past, when all the voices that I hear are whispering in my ears, singing lullabies to lull me back to sleep.
My guests on the Saturday Cafe today, Neil Bjorklund and Jenny Getty. Neil has always had a propensity to collect bands, Flying Canoe, the Wild Elfin Band, and it looks like another one is building. So, Jenny, I get to ask you, how did you two connect? When did you start singing together?
We met almost 6 years ago through our mutual friend, Laura. I had just come back from living abroad, and I was house-sitting for her and then living there for a while. And they were collaborating, and I met Neil there, but we didn't really start singing together for another couple of years. And I don't remember how that happened.
And she's referring to Laura Kemp, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when we first met, I actually didn't even know that you sang or played music or anything. And I'm thinking it was around a campfire somewhere.
Probably.
That we first, you know, sang a tune together. And I want to say that maybe it was sort of connecting around some of the songs from the movie Once. That might have been
That's probably
the genesis of our
that one song,
our collaboration. Yeah.
I didn't realize that you got your start musically in my old stamping grounds back in the upper Midwest, St. Paul, and played around Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a pretty amazing place to be back then, with the Irish music scene there, having a number of world-class players. Dahi Sproul is a real key person who's like one of the carriers of the Celtic language in the U.S. and brought into the U.S. the dadgad playing style that Michal O'Donnell also employs. And all these people would come and to visit and party with that group of people, and I kind of stumbled into it and formed a Celtic band, and it was a really fun place to be.
What was it Scott Alaric said about Norwegians playing Irish music? I'm a descendant of Vikings. We've been stealing from the Irish for generations.
Yeah.
What is inspiring you to write these days?
You know, it's a funny thing. In past incarnations of my songwriting life, I've had to work a lot harder to write songs and to figure out what I'm writing about. Mm-hmm. And honestly, right now, they just come busting out. They're unpremeditated. I rarely have a concept of a song until it comes out of me. And some of these songs, you know, 45 minutes from beginning to end, from the time I first had a notion of what was coming, and I sat and played and wrote, and there it was.
So your subconscious has been cooking for a long time,
apparently. And I'm happy to just, you know, sit back and let that keep happening, because it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's good to have you back in the music world again. It's good to meet you too, Jenny.
Thank you.
Performing tomorrow night at Sam Bond's Garage, 407 Blair Boulevard. What time does that start?
We're starting at 8:30.
All right. Well, we've got time for one more song.
Great.
Would you please?
And I want to point out that for a lot of us in town here, Monday's a day off. So it's not a school night. So Sunday is like a Saturday. So come out and party with us. So I'm going to do another song that came out of that I wrote this past summer. A song. It's really fun generally to write breakup songs. And this was one of the most fun ones that I've had.
Is it fun because you're sort of getting the emotion out and... Or fun just because you can be as bitter and sarcastic and funny as you want.
All of that.
Complete yeah, license for anything.
Yeah, it's fun to write it because you're venting. It's fun to sing it because you're venting, and you know it really allows.
It's especially fun if the ex hears it.
You know, that's not really important to me, to be honest.
He has recovered.
Yeah, there's not much vindictiveness in this song. It's more. I mean, you'll hear it's yeah, okay. It's about transformation, really.
Winds blow. Trees fall if they can't bend. Tears fall, hearts break. Someday they mend. You say you want to be my friend. Don't call me now. Don't let me down. Easy, and I can't tell you how, but I know that I'll get free. I see your face every day in my mind. I can't get my finger off of rewind. Why would I choose to be so blind? Don't call me now. Don't let me down. Easy, I can't tell you how. And I know that I'll get free. I woke up smiling. Then I thought of you. How could I fall knowing what I knew? When will oh, when will I let go of you? Don't call me now. Don't let me down. Easy, I can't tell you how, but I know that I'll get free. Maybe someday I will see that my heart, it was always free. Maybe someday you will see, speaking the truth set you free. Don't call me now. Don't let me down. Easy, I can't tell you how, but I know that I'll get free. call me now. Don't let me down. Easy, I can't tell you how, but I know that I'll get free. Don't call me now. Don't let me down. Easy, I can't tell you how, but I know that I'll get free.